Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello, and welcome to the Flag Football America, Flag Football Forever podcast. This is your host, Stacey Marshall, and today we're just going to run through our players of the month. And then we're also going to just run through just kind of like what I've seen this week as far as what I didn't see on ESPN this week. I mean, they had this whole celebration of the Ocho, which is from the movie Dodgeball. And you know what? We'll talk about it later, what was not on the Ocho. And to be honest with you, it's making me rethink ESPN. I don't know. They're losing viewership, and I have a theory as to why. But the first thing I want to talk about is we've been working with Rec Center app, and we've been working with them to get a player of the month. And we're actually picking two per month right now. And it's not something you vote for. It's something that we go out and we find players across the nation who we think represent flag football. And if you're an organizer, club leader, or team captain, Rec Center provides tools to help manage and promote your league. For instance, if you want to run your league and you don't want to communicate through Facebook, this will let you basically run your whole team, run your whole league from the app. And studies are showing that people will check an app quicker than they would like a text and a group text. I think an app is a little bit easier for people to kind of know what's going on. And then download the free Rec Center app. And we've got a link on our website, so you can check it out on flagfootballamerica.com/August 2017. And so let's talk about our players of the month. We've got two players of the month. One we've got a bio for, and the other one we don't. But you can download the Rec Center app and check out their player bios on the app. Download it and follow Flag Football America. Brian Alifi from the Long Island Flag Football League is one of our August 2017 Players of the Month. He's got an extensive resume. The Long Island Flag Football League, if you don't realize, is the number one, essentially, that we've got ranked the number one league in the country. And so I think what will be interesting is, will that league stay number one? You'll have to find out in January. But congratulations to Brian. And then our other winner from the Owings Mills Flag Football League, they recently had a tournament. And he, Alfie M. Ibai, is also our other winner. So congratulations to them. I know Jaya went out from the Flag Football Sports Network, went out and went to their tournament. Let me get the exact name of that tournament, but basically picked him, and he was the MVP of their tournament. So I think that's a great thing. And here's one of the things that we'll continue to do is we're going to try to get as much knowledge out there about these different leagues, and that's what we do. You can check us out, flagfootballamerica.com. We're also on Facebook, and we're also on Instagram, and we just got on Twitter. I have not tweeted anything, but I think it's about time I get on Twitter. Sometimes when I go to these events, I think I have certain thoughts on top of my head, so I think I'm finally ready to jump into the Twitter pool. Probably a little bit too late, but it was called the 9-Man Summer Cash Flag Football Tournament. I don't think you can get much direct than that. The 9-Man Summer Cash Flag Football Tournament by the OMFFL. So let's talk about ESPN. I don't get it. I have theories. I don't think I can prove them, but here's my thought. There's no reason. Why is there no flag football on ESPN? It really makes no sense to me. And the fact that in the summertime, I can put on what they called the Ocho, which was a celebration of them basically going to eight channels, and they've even moved some broadcasting. They had everything on that channel from Frisbee. I'm sitting here watching cornhole tournaments, grown men and women throwing beanbags, and I can't find any flag football, and I don't get it. And I know the Flag Football World Championship Tour recently announced a deal with NBC Sports, but I don't know. I just got a wild theory about it, and somebody's going to have to prove me wrong about it. But here's what I think. First of all, I don't really think ESPN wants to promote flag football in any way, shape, or form. Now, the NFL is going to promote it because they're going to build it for their game. I do not feel like ESPN wants to promote it. I don't think ESPN wants to drive away more people from tackle football, even though the NFL has flat out embraced it. And I don't get it. I don't understand why that's something that they're not going to put on the channel. You can't tell me that them promoting some flag football tournaments. And you can't tell me they don't know about flag football. I've been to tournaments where I've seen ESPN correspondents there to have people they know who play the game. So I cannot believe it's not something that somebody eventually is not going to want to get into. But as of right now, you can't find any flag football on ESPN. And the only reason that flag football even made it to ESPN was because of Michael Vick. And they did a piss-poor job of covering that. So I don't know what the heck's going on. I think it's part of the problem with ESPN. I do believe deep down, I don't think they want to drive people away from tackle football. I think they want to keep promoting this idea of it being the best sport in America. And flag football is like the fastest-growing sport in America. So how is it not on ESPN? I'm baffled by it. I don't get it. I don't like it. And if you think you've got another reason, then go ahead and post it on my Flag Football America Network. Post it on my, you know, I'm going to be on Twitter, so you can post it there. Hashtag and Flag Football Forever. And we'll go from there. But, yeah, someone please give me some ideas as to why. That's my theory about it. And that's what I'm going with. One of the cool products we've come across in the last 6 months to a year has been Zoom Bang. And one of the things that you got to understand is I think the biggest misconception about flag football is that even though it's non-contact, that you won't get hurt. And that's not true, man. Like, I've seen people break ribs. I've seen people obviously get a concussion just from falling down. But protective gear, I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but believe it or not, whether you're playing basketball or even flag football, you're going to sustain some injury. And it's just going to happen through non-incidental contact. And the thing about Zoom Bang is it's this basically new technology. It's a complex combination of material engineering and encapsulating methods that result in the perfect pad for each application. Essentially what happens is it adapts to impact. And if you're a flag football player, there's key spots on your body that are going to sustain injury. It could be, you know, whether it's on your shoulders, your ribs. And so what this Zoom Bang protection will do, it's going to protect those key spots. And I think it's something that the more people play flag football, the more that they're really going to have to think about, you know, protective gear and protecting themselves from injury. So you should check it out. Go to ZoomBang.com, and you can go to FFA10, and you can get a 10% discount. And we're working with them to hopefully get a flag football page up there, an exclusive one. And it's been developed with a collaborative effort with some of the most respected professional trainers, equipment managers, and athletes. And it's a polymer that's semi-solid plastic, like a material that is extremely soft at rest, but will conform to any shape. So I think it's an exciting product. It's something that we're going to really be pushing next year. And you definitely want to check out their website. So we'll continue to do some exclusive coverage of the Flag Football World Championship Tour. They just recently had a tournament in Baltimore, which was for youth and adult. And now they've got one coming up in Seattle and coming up in Colorado. So those are going to be exciting. I think the Flag Football World Championship Tour has been great for flag football, and it's going to be something that you definitely are going to want to continue to watch. At the Flag Football World Championship Tour in Baltimore, two products were out there that I think you definitely need to keep an eye on. One is the Tucker flag, the world's greatest penalty flag. And what the Tucker flag allows you to do is customize your referee flag, and branding is key. So I think you definitely want to do that. And then there's something out there called the rush line, the world's only rush line for rushing distance. And it's a brand new product that, you know, it's going to change the game. It's basically a way to assure that every distance that the rusher has is exactly the same. So, again, they're sponsoring the Flag Football America podcast. This is the Flag Football America podcast. brought to you by Zoom Bang and Rec Center app, and you can check us out online at flagfootballamerica.com and on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter at flagfootballam. So we're also doing a little bit of a recap for the summer. We are I'm a little bit more than halfway through the year. We've had summer tournaments throughout the year, and we'll put a poll up on our Facebook group about what have been the top tournaments. And so, you know, the year is going by fast. I mean, it's already August, and we've had a month of tournaments, obviously in August and July, but throughout the year. So, you know, don't be afraid to get up there and give us your input. We're going to put together something special in the next couple of weeks of what we believe to be the best tournament so far this year. But the voting has been coming in. And let's see what we got here. We've got some from obviously the Flag Football World Championship Tour. They've, you know, got their tournaments out there. One of their obviously big events this past year has been Battle Orlando, which I was at, which was awesome. We have Beast of the East, which is a youth tournament run by Matt Riemel. And then we've got USFTL Nationals, which is in January. So that qualifies for top tournaments so far for 2017. We've also got the USA Battleground from the United Sports of America. That organization does a great job. And as I mentioned before, we've got a couple of Flag Football World Championship Tour entries. We've got Battle Orlando, Battle Baltimore, Battle Ohio, Battle Dallas, and also I believe we've got Battle Texas as well. So there's some of the great tournaments that we've had so far. Also in Texas, we've had the TX International Invitational Tournament. So that's also been a very popular tournament so far this year. Great job by Aaron running that tournament. And then we can't leave out ASC, the Fallen Warriors, run by Patrick Henderson. So they've got their yearly tournament as well. Also, we're finishing up with the Make It Rain tournament by the AATP, the Lynn Lewis Foundation, and then we've got the Gridiron Wars tournament. So it's been so far a great year of tournaments. We've also got some tournaments coming up in September that will qualify for a Flaggy Award. And, you know, it's been an exciting year so far. It's going fast and furious. It seems like more and more tournaments are getting added every year. A couple of the other tournaments that have recently passed has been the Nine-Man Summer Cash Flag Football Tournament. And then we've got the NSFFL Summer Showdown Tournament. And then we've also got the Big Bowl, which is not an American tournament, but it's over there in Europe. So, again, it's been a great year of tournaments. And, you know, it's exciting, exciting. Flag football is growing so much every day. Seems like there's a new league, a new tournament. Some of the work that's being done out there is pretty amazing. So keep posting on if you haven't joined our group, get on Facebook, join our group. And, oh, gosh, I forgot about this one, too. You've got the Best of the Best tournament, and then you've got some USFTL tournaments out there, Battle at the Beach, and the Mass Flag Summer Showdown. So great year of tournaments. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. You can check us out on Facebook, Flag Football America. Check out our website, flagfootballamerica.com. If you want to see our top 100 league rankings, that's at flagfootballamerica.com/top100. And then you can also check us out on Instagram. So for the Flag Football Forever podcast for August 2017, this has been S-Dot. Check us out. Also check out the Rec Center app. We'll be putting up some exclusive content on there as well. And have a great month. And we will talk to you soon.